Rover the Reading Dog, a Bay Song audiobook by John Keenan and Joanne Wilson Keenan. Ms. Josie was a teacher at the Read-A-Lot Elementary School. She loved to teach children to read. One day, Ms. Josie burst into the office of Leo Telstory, the principal.
"Mr. Telstory,"
she said,
"there is a reading emergency in our classroom."
"A reading emergency? This sounds serious," declared Mr. Telstory as he frantically thumbed through his emergency manual. "We could call the fire department. We could call the police."
"It's not that kind of emergency. The children don't settle down when it's time to read. Some of them are afraid to read out loud because they think someone will make fun of them. Worst of all, some boys think that reading just isn't cool."
"Oh my, we really need help. We could contact Ms. Paige Turner, the reading specialist."
"Or Professor Bookman at Ivy Reed College."
"Yes, we can use their help, but I have another idea too. We need the help of a special dog."
"A dog?"
Miss Josie was perplexed.
"How can a dog help children read?"
"This is not just any dog. I'm going to call for Rover the Reading Dog." Rover was at home reading War and Peace for Dogs and Cats when the phone rang. Mrs. Goodpooch, Rover's handler, answered the phone and talked with Mr. Telstory.
"You definitely have a reading emergency," she said. "Rover has special training. I will bring him to school first thing tomorrow."
In the morning, Rover and Mrs. Goodpooch walked to the school. Mr. McLean, the custodian, let them in the front door and led them to Ms. Josie's classroom. Ms. Josie introduced the visitors to her class.
"This is Rover. He is specially trained to listen to children read. And this is Mrs. Goodpooch. She is trained to help children read to Rover."
Ms. Josie asked the children,
"Who would like to read to Rover?"
Many hands rose into the air.
"Great. Let's begin."
Rover lied down on a blanket in a quiet corner of the classroom. One at a time, children sat on the floor and read to him. Mrs. Goodpooch sat in a nearby chair. Rachel read Little Red Riding Hood, one of her old favorites. Rover listened attentively to every word. When Carlos read a scary ghost story, Rover covered his eyes with his paws. Jamal read an adventure story about climbing Mount Everest. Rover's ears perked up during the most exciting parts. When Mrs. Goodpooch helped Susie reread a sentence, Rover listened patiently. Rover's favorite book was one about dog heroes, but he even listened to a story about cats. Ms. Josie looked around the class. The kids were busy choosing books and practicing reading to Rover.
"They're settling down," she thought.
She noticed that many of the boys were reading books about cars, superheroes, and sports. But a boy named Jake was sitting in a corner by himself. Miss Josie walked over to him and asked,
"Jake, would you like to read to Rover?"
"I don't think so," he said. "Nah, somebody might make fun of me."
"Rover will never make fun of you. You can read to him if you want."
Not right now."
Ms. Josie walked around the classroom and listened. Many of the children were reading to each other with expression and enthusiasm. They were helping each other read. After a while, it was time for Rover to go home. Mrs. Goodpooch took him by his leash, but Rover would not move. Mrs. Goodpooch frowned and asked,
"What's wrong, Rover? You know it's time to go."
Rover turned his head and pointed his nose toward Jake, who was still sitting in the corner.
"Oh, I see,"
said Mrs. Goodpooch to Rover. She led Rover to Jake and said,
"Rover wants you to read to him before he goes home."
"He does," said Jake. "Well, okay, I'll give it a try."
Rover wagged his tail and lied down beside him. Jake opened a book about dinosaurs and began to read. At first, his voice was very soft. If a part did not make sense to him, he would read it over again. Rover listened patiently. Soon Jake's voice became stronger. He was reading to Rover, just like the other kids. This kind of reading was fun. Just before lunch, Mr. Tellstory walked into the classroom and asked, "How did Rover do today?"
"Fantastic,"
exclaimed Ms. Josie.
"And so did the children."
Ms. Josie called the class together and inquired,
"Should we ask Mr. Tellstory if we can invite Rover to come back soon?"
"Yes," they shouted. "Reading to Rover is cool," exclaimed one of the boys. Miss Josie patted Rover on the head. Rover came back to the classroom with Mrs. Goodpooch many times that year. The children always enjoyed reading to him. On their last visit before summer vacation, Mr. Tellstory came into the classroom carrying a large gold medal. "I have something special for Rover," he announced. "Thank you, Rover, for helping end our reading emergency." He hung the medal around Rover's neck. Ms. Josie, Mrs. Goodpooch, and all the children clapped. Jake gave Rover a tremendous hug.
There is a dog who is my friend. He listens to me read. I feel good about myself when he stays with me. Come on, Rover, won't you come over? Rover, the reading dog. He stays with me while I read, no matter how long I take. He never makes fun of me or laughs at my mistakes. Come on, Rover, won't you come over? Rover, the reading dog. Sometimes when I read out loud, I feel afraid. But when I read to Rover, I feel calm and safe. Come on, Rover, won't you come over? Rover, the reading dog. As soon as I see Rover, I want to read some more. I pick up a book to read when he walks in the door. Come on, Rover, won't you come over? Rover, the reading dog. Come on, Rover.
That was Rover the Reading Dog, his story and theme sung by John Keenan and Joanne Wilson Keenan. It was actually their idea to do a program about reading to dogs. Thanks so much for tuning into the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time.
Well, I have a thing to tell you and it won't take long. The way I feel about you is a kind of a song. It starts with an ooh and ends with a kiss. And all along the middle it goes something like this. It goes, ooh, snuggle puppy of mine. Everything about you is especially fine. I love what you are, I love what you do. Fuzzy little snuggle puppy, I love you. I say, ooh, snuggle puppy of mine. Everything about you is especially fine. I love what you are, I love what you do. Ooh, I love you. Well, I wanted just to tell you and it didn't take long. The way I feel about you is a kind of a song. I started with ooh, I gave you a kiss. I hope you liked the middle, now we'll end like this. We go, ooh, snuggle puppy of mine. Everything about you is especially fine. I love what you are, I love what you do. Fuzzy little snuggle puppy, I love you. I say, ooh, snuggle puppy of mine. Everything about you is especially fine. I love what you are, I love what you do. Ooh, I love you.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Christina Stella, Eli Henley, Mackenzie Gronke, and Daniel Lentz. Our learning guides are written by Amber Scheel. You can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode, Reading to Dogs.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.